Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on this midweek devotional. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already. And also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. And today we're going to talk about Isaiah 8. The darkness turns to light. It says Isaiah 8:19. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone doesn't speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged and, looking upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. Isaiah 8:19. So, it's pretty popular nowadays, but I grew up with this about consulting the dead, and we believe that we are actually talking to dead people when in reality we're just tapping into demons. Because the dead are gone. So who's telling you the information? Fairly recently, I came across some information about someone that I don't know, but it's related to work, and they bought a house, and it's a very old house, and the lady that lives there is encountering certain things, like weird things, like weird illnesses that no doctor can tell what's going on. And she knows that in her house there are two, what she calls, ghosts, a happy ghost and a sad ghost. And I told someone, that's not a ghost. If you are being tricked or haunted by something in your own home and you feel fear and there's no prayer involved, as in somebody praying for a lost soul, that's possible, but an actual soul that's just there, and you have no relationship with God, relationship with Christ, and you are into mediums and New Age and crystals and all that, and you're very sensitive, you're opening yourself up to demons. Like, people think it's cute, but it's not. It's not. Remember, there is a war, a spiritual war, between good and evil constantly. Think about it like in a macro setting. There is God, the eternal good, and his angels, and then there's Satan, the eternal evil, with his demons, the fallen angels. And there's constantly this push and pull where Satan just wants to collect as many souls as he can to take them to hell because he despises the creation, meaning us, because we are below him. We're not perfect. So he knows with his demons that are fallen angels that they can trick us with pleasures and desires and lies, so that we begin to worship ourselves and we become so enamored with ourselves and our own quote-unquote powers that we can tap into quote-unquote nature, that's going to blind us so much so that we're just going to fall into hell. And God sends Jesus so that he can save us. The only thing he asks of us is for us to follow him. But we don't want to do that. We don't believe in that. Therefore, Satan is super happy that he's collecting a lot of souls so that they can burn in hell with him, because he's resentful. He's angry. And so we don't believe in that either. But the gag is that we do believe in people that can talk to dead people. That we believe in. We don't believe there's a hell. We don't believe there's a heaven. Or if we do believe in that, we don't believe that we're going to go to hell because we're not doing anything quote unquote wrong. And yesterday I read something that really, really caught my attention, which said that Satan didn't tell Eve to do something like to commit a crime that would seem like a crime. Satan told Eve to just question the word of God. And that's what got them out of paradise. And that's what started this whole thing. Well, on Isaiah 8:19, he says, when someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone doesn't speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged and looking upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. And yesterday's episode was about the same thing. They practice divination like the Philistines and embrace pagan customs. Their land is full of silver and gold. There is no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses. There is no end to their chariots. And their land is full of idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their fingers have made. So, some people choose what to believe in because it's easier for them to kind of create an environment where they can benefit themselves from getting something out of divination. But I want them to also believe that there's a consequence for doing that. Because demons do not come into your life trying to scare you or haunt you only. They also want you to be enamored by what they offer. So once they hook you in, that's when you begin to pay the consequences and you're already theirs. And the only way to get out of that is to repent and come back to Christ. Because no soul belongs to the devil. Our souls belong to God. But if you don't repent, God will put you where you put yourself. Because when you repent, you show humility. You bow down to the highest power and you say, yes, I was wrong. But if you are prideful, then you're going to go where the first prideful angel is, which is hell. That's his home. That's home base. So don't act surprised. People usually say, well, if God loves me so much, even though I don't believe in him, and even though I don't go to church, or even though I don't pray, even though I don't do anything he wants me to do, right? Why would he put me in hell? Well, you chose to be there. Why would he want you to suffer with him in heaven when you didn't want him on earth? You didn't want him here when you had all the distractions in front of you. You didn't choose him. You never repented. So why would you expect or want or ask for heaven when you were always choosing hell? Doesn't make any sense. Why would you want to benefit from something you don't believe in? Go to hell. In the literal sense, go to hell. Because that's where you're going and that's where you want to be. Your actions show and your behavior shows that that's where you're going to go because that's what you, the path you are following. Our ego doesn't allow us to say, I want to repent. I want to come back to God. I want to come back with Christ. I want to be in the faith. I want to be with God. We actually just want to savor the pleasures of life and just expect to go to heaven. that is just an expectation we're putting on God. Like, yeah, you're just going to take me to heaven because why not? You say you love me. But if you don't show the reciprocity in the relationship, why go to heaven? As I say, keep that same energy. Again, this is Breakthrough, waking up to the real you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.